During the meeting of the Saline County Commission on Thursday of this week, Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. said officers were elected for the newly formed Develop Saline County Advisory Board during a special meeting of that board on Wednesday of this week. He said Marshall Saline Economic Development Executive Director Stan Moore was elected as president, Kirby McCullough as vice president, and Michelle Furing as secretary.
If we have the meetings at Stan Moore's office, he has a secretary that will keep the minutes, then Michelle can just sign off on them. But if we have meetings around in the county, Michelle's going to have to keep the notes.
Northern District Commissioner Richard Clemens said the advisory board likely will set up the criteria for how proposals for possible projects in different communities in the county will be handled during its next meeting, which is scheduled to be held in July. The advisory board was formed to oversee how the proceeds from the 1/2-cent sales tax proposal for countywide economic development is spent. The sales tax goes into effect countywide on October 1st. A Boonville man suffered minor injuries in a traffic crash in Saline County earlier today. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a vehicle driven by 27-year-old Jeremy Bader was traveling westbound and reportedly struck a vehicle which was stationary, overturned, and unoccupied in the left lane from a previous crash. Bader reportedly was transported by Saline County EMS to Fitzgibbon Hospital in Marshall for treatment. The crash happened just after 5 a.m. at the 80.2-mile marker on I-70. A Cole Camp resident suffered moderate injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Benton County earlier today. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle reportedly traveled off the right side of the roadway, returned to the roadway, traveled off the left side of the roadway, and overturned into a ditch. The name of the driver was listed as unknown at the time the report was filed. A passenger in the vehicle, 45-year-old Anjanetta Leonard, reportedly refused treatment of moderate injuries at the scene. The crash happened at about 1:45 a.m. on Route B, north of Route WW. Starting today, MoDOT's Traveler Information Map will have a new feature. According to MoDOT, the map will be able to display preferred bypass routes whenever there is an incident or congestion on I-44 and I-70. A bypass will be shown on the map as a green and yellow dashed line with a bypass symbol placed intermittently along the route. A new listing under the traffic heading will appear on the map's legend located on the left. The map provides current traffic conditions and shows real-time traffic flow. MoDOT's Traveler Information Map is located at the website modot.org. The map also is available as a free app for iPhone and Android phones. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.